whatever. Top five all time. What do you
say? Well, me, of course.
Right, I was going to pick you there.
Me at center.
Right.
Now I go Michael, obviously. I like got Michael, LeBron, Larry, Magic, and Jabbar.
Okay. I don't know how anybody could possibly argue with that. And I wouldn't with you.
Not with you.
Not until you leave.
I couldn't understand. I think this is great. I come walking in and sit down and I get an apology. I didn't even know what for.
What for?
You ever got one of those at home?
Are you listening, Dana?
I never
Dana, are you listening?
I never want
to come home and I want to hear, I'm sorry. I don't even care what it's for.
See, usually I'm the one that walks in and goes, I'm sorry.
Oh, me too.
I hate that.
I don't know what to say to him.
I had to send an apology by text yesterday because I was being a jerk. So, anyway, John Carlton's here too from Firehouse Subs, and we appreciate him coming in. And we've been pimping him all day. I'm very excited about it.
Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate you very much.
Oh, yeah, I just put that stuff up on Twitter. This stuff is good.
Yes, there are a lot of different combinations. I'm slightly disappointed that the engine company's off the menu. However, I did go into a firehouse near me recently. And I told them, I said, I can't remember the name, but I know what I want. And they said, oh, that's an engine company.
That's it.
Yeah, they still made it for me. It was nice.
We have several sandwiches that have gone off the menu, but we still make them. We do have a lot of customers that are longtime customers. And if they remember what goes on the sandwich, we can make it.
What's on the New Yorker? What's that one?
Corned beef.
Corn, that's mine.
Pastrami.
That's mine.
Italian dressing.
Steam it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, they seem long.
That's the one.
There's the New Yorker.
There's some of that over.
And then there's
He's on it. He's like looking at it. It's like over here.
Somebody
like,
comes through that door.
Your arm reach is actually probably long enough to hit someone coming through the door.
New Yorker's mine.
Well, there's the New Yorker, and then there's the Carmelo Anthony, which is a slight tweak of that. It's the same exact one, and it also has Honey Nut Cheerios on it. It's really good. Are you buzzing me?
Where was it? I couldn't find it. I was reaching under the paper.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry. Well, how many different meats do you have in the place?
Oh, probably 10 different ones. Okay. And we get holes, and then we slice our meat every day. Every morning, every Firehouse Sub slice their meat, so it's nice and fresh.
I like that.
It is good.
Our breads, they are special recipe that are baked in Dallas, and they travel across the country to all over 600 restaurants.
Lots of good things come out of Dallas.
Yeah.
Bread, Interstate 40, or 30 rather, Dana. I mean, all kinds of good things. Love the Dallas area. John is the owner of the Jacksonville and Hot Springs stores, right?
That's correct.
Where are your locations? I don't know if I've been to the Hot Springs one.
That's what I just said. I guess they're new.
Yeah. We opened December 10th. We're on Central Avenue down by Kroger, Hobby Lobby, and the Ross department stores.
You know exactly where it is.
Down toward the mall.
I have a crazy Hobby Lobby story I'll tell you in the break that I don't really want to get into on the air. That's a good spot.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we get a lot of customers that are coming by grocery shopping, and they see that we're there. Yeah. Stop on in, get a really nice, tasty, hot sandwich.
Look, you can buy all the pastrami you want from the grocery store, but you're not going to make a sandwich better than this one. I guarantee
that. I agree with you. I think you're right.
You're not biased, are you?
No.
We're in Jacksonville. What's the location?
That is at 140 John Harden Drive, Suite 8. It's okay. In the Waterford Creek Shopping Center. It's kind of hard. Well, it's kind of a funny corner, but...
funny ha-ha or funny strange?
Strange.
Okay.
Yeah. It's by the Verizon phone.
Do you guys have any drive-thrus?
Well, not really a drive-thru, but we do have a pickup window in the Bryant store.
Okay.
And our sandwiches take about 5 minutes to make. Mm-hmm. So you don't drive up, and you're not going to get it like going to a fast food restaurant.
I understand. You're not going to look down at me, though, when I walk in there in my pajamas, are you?
No.
They're footed. I mean, it's fine. Sanitary.
Are they the bunny suit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's cool. It was better than my birthday suit. You don't want me going out like
No.
So
I think you may go to...
to jail?
Well, to a mental ward.
Yeah, that's true. I could join Big Baby. Did you hear that comeback earlier? The guy's a sick animal. You a big fan of Silence of the Lambs, aren't you?
Yeah.
He got
strange.
That.
Strange.
Big Baby, he understood that comeback more than most.
Yeah, we talked about it when he got in here.
He's got a lot of problems, this one.
Well, for him to pull that one up.
Well, look, he had to either do one of two things, go to a mental institution or come here, because it's basically the same thing, and he decided to come here.
You guys gave him a window in his box. Well, the mental place, he wouldn't have had window.
The walls are literally padded.
Oh, I saw that.
In the producer booth. There's a reason for that.
Walls in there.
There's nothing
but
sharp
in
there. Yeah,
it's
got
a window.
Yeah.
He didn't have a window in the other one.
That's
also sort of like going on the Green Mile at the end.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope it works out better for him. Now, you played football at Ole Miss, I'm told.
I did, back in the 80s.
Well, boy, I tell you what, I don't know what happened after you left, but not much good has happened, although they did have their little window with Eli. But they are
but
back
this year, holy cow.
We are look, as a Razorback fan, I'm extremely concerned about Hugh Freeze and all the good he's gonna do over there. They got some good things happening, unfortunately.
He was at Arkansas State, did great.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm aware. We were bitter. And then Gus came, and then they weren't bitter. And Gus left, and they were bitter again.
Right.
And they got Brian Harsin, and everything seems okay again.
Yeah. Don't know much about that coach, but Hugh Freeze seems to be a fantastic coach. Obviously, he had a great recruiting class this year. Takes a couple years, though, for those recruiting classes to really pan out to see what you have.
Well, I think most people would agree he did a better job than expected last year in his first year.
Oh, yeah. Well, to run three of the same plays at War Memorial and not get stopped, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, you like that?
Kind of different.
Did you
well,
enjoy that?
I was actually disappointed for the defensive coordinator not stopping that play after the first time.
I think Arkansas has upgraded in the coaching department as well.
Oh, yeah.
Especially on the defensive side of things. So.
Well, I think everywhere. Those are great coaches up there at Fayetteville.
So what's the next expansion for Firehouse Subs?
Probably in Russellville.
They deserve it.
That's going to be a location that's probably going to open up in May.
Okay.
There's a franchise group that is from Russellville, and they're looking at locations right now.
Yes, Puerto Rico, no Canada right now.
Yes, that's right. We are in Puerto Rico.
We discussed this. Canada.
I think there's 10 restaurants there in Puerto Rico.
Look, who needs a steamed sandwich more than a Canadian? I mean, come on, it's brutal up there.
Well, they do like to eat, don't they?
Do they have any in Alaska?
No.
Okay. See, there's another place.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin? I mean, she would eat the heck out of some Firehouse Subs. Well, are you kidding me?
We may have to do buffalo type of meat up there or something. I don't know.
It'll be good. It's lean. It's
or
good for
elk.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. It's fine.
Seal?
I don't think they like that kind of stuff.
Well, the Eskimos do.
Yeah, that's true. Are you you going to have any more stores?
I'd like to have a couple more.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Where would you expand to?
Well,
what's your
put
you,
him
what
on
you,
the spot
well,
here,
I'm just
Jesse.
Saying, what
he
do you have
really
access
yet.
To? I mean, what area can you get into?
There are several more locations for the Central Arkansas area that are available, and as we continue to grow and continue taking care of our customers, we'll continue to build more restaurants.
Okay. How many different hot sauces do you have at the average store?
Each one's supposed to have at least 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who does that? Who finds those? Or do you guys have like a corporate person that finds hot sauces?
We have a vendor out of North Carolina that we purchase that hot sauce from, and they find it all over the place. It's amazing, some of the sauces, and there's some that are super hot. I've seen people, their face turns red immediately. Their head sweats.
I'm not interested.
They're running for the bathroom.
I'll be honest with you, though. Your best one is just your homemade sauce.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the best one you have going there. I've tried a couple of the other ones, but that just the plain Firehouse sauce is good.
Captain Sorensen's hot sauce.
It's
dadle
good.
Pepper sauce.
Yeah.
The sweet hot.
Fantastic.
I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, the sweet hot dadle sauce. And you said the peppers are indigenous to Northeast Florida, is that what you said?
The northern area of Florida, That's what I understand.
All right.
Yep.
Cool.
Indigenous, does that mean like where they come from?
Yes.
He's throwing the big words.
It's like how the FDIC.
You like trying to impress somebody?
Tell the FDIC runs radio stations.
Indigenous?
Same deal.
Are they indigenous? How about, where do you peppers come from?
Where do you get these peps from, dog? Sorry,
are they indigenous?
Joe. I thought the only thing that came that was good out of North. Is that the Panhandle? Does the Panhandle count as Northern Florida?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
we got David Basil from the Panhandle.
Yeah, he's from Pensacola.
I would trade him for a case of dadle sauce any day of the week. Big baby, you got an issue?
I love the soda fountain there at the Jacksonville store.
Yeah,
you can make all your own.
You make
concoctions.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I'm 12 years old. I love it.
Yeah, that's the Coca-Cola Freestyle Fountain.
Okay.
And you can find that in every Firehouse Subs restaurant, no matter which one you go into. We're the first national chain to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And it has over 120 different brands. Gives a lot of different options for customers to come on in, and they can play around with it, have fun with it. And
who's your rep here?
For
the Buzz. What do you deal with here?
Oh, Neil.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry about
I saw him last week.
Man, if it doesn't work out, you can talk to me about it. Just letting you know. Well, I appreciate you bringing lunch up.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, he was about to pass out and die.
Well, it wasn't that bad. I was just
really,
excited.
Really, Justin? Wasn't that bad?
I was pretty excited about it.
We can't mention on air what happened when the microphones go off. Yeah.
Cranky.
A little grouchy
beyond
belief.
I'm better when I'm not condescending, though, because Victory's not here.
So your stomach was growling.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is it growling anymore?
No, I feel great. Thank you. In fact, I'm going to eat some more before before anybody comes in here and steals the box. We're all out of subs.
Yeah, we got really popular the minute you showed up.
Sorry, we're all out of Firehouse, everybody. Keith has a question. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, I work downtown. You guys used to have a Firehouse Subs downtown and pulled it out a few years back. I was wondering if you're ever going to come back into the downtown area again.
We are always looking at locations depending upon population. So that is always a possibility.
Man, I tell you, I used to eat there all the time. Loved it. In fact, I'm headed towards your Rodney Parham location now.
Oh, fantastic. I hope you have a great sandwich there. And I know those folks over there are going to take great care of you.
Thanks, man. You guys have a good one.
Keith, thank you. You too.
Appreciate it. We're gonna talk to Big Joe coming up here in a little bit about there was a fight in the NBA last night. We're gonna talk to him about strategies for getting in and out of fights in the NBA. Also, UALR, big week for them, trying to improve that seeding as we get ready to head to Hot Springs for the final Sun Belt tournament to be played there.
Where you?